10th verse. How many folks in here are looking ahead?
Amen.
Let me try it one more time. How many folks in here are looking ahead?
I am.
That was a little bit better. Amen. Read this. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable in his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which cause also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I want everybody to repeat that. Forgetting those things which are behind. Because there's a whole lot of stuff that's behind us that's trying to catch up with us.
Amen.
You don't have to admit it, but it is. And reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm looking ahead. Yes, ma'am. I understand. Paul made this statement concerning some things that had been going on in his life. We have things going on in our lives that we can't tell folks about, because in most cases they wouldn't understand anyway. Right. And then if they thought they understood, they would judge us because of it.
All right.
So a lot of things we just hold on to ourselves.
Amen.
And a lot of times by holding on to ourselves, it eats us up inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Communication, which my wife taught me, which every time I get a chance to throw it back at it, I do, is the best way of tearing down walls or partitions that are in our lives.
Yes.
But there's a problem with that, because you don't know who you can talk to.
Amen. Amen.
You don't know who you can trust.
Amen. Come on now.
You know why? They don't just make house phones, they make cell phones. And they got Twitter. And they got Facebook. What else they got? Instagram. You liable to find yourself on Instagram, Facebook, because folks are blowing each other up on Facebook. They don't have enough guts to call you in on your phone and
come
talk to you.
Come on
your face and talk to you.
Come on,
they're going to let you have it on Facebook
come
or
on,
Instagram.
Amen. Amen.
Oh well. Paul said that I might know him.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to try to get to understand who Jesus is. That's how important it is. And he said, and the power, the word power in the Greek means to be forceful. It talks about a miraculous power. Something that has the ability to do, change our lives and transform our minds. You know, a lot of folks don't like preaching because they figure the preacher trying to change them. No, God changes you.
Amen. Amen.
And he changes you when you get ready to be changed.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't a preacher I know, I don't care how powerful we think he is, that can get up and preach a message and expect it to change your life immediately. Mm-hmm. But I got news for you. There is a God.
Amen. Right. That's right.
There's a Spirit of the living God that will deal with your heart and transform your mind.
Yes.
Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Because who said that? Because I was probably one of the biggest hellions you've ever met in your life.
There you go.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. I turned 15 years old. It was time to carry a gun. And I didn't care who I shot. I tried to shoot my brother. Only thing that saved me, my mother jumped in between us. So I'm letting you know that God has the power to change lives. That's what Paul's saying. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. When we talk about resurrection, we're talking about recovery of moral, recovery, so that spiritual truth or spiritual life will manifest itself in our lives. We all have spiritual lives in us. We don't listen, but it's still there. See, we fail to recognize this fact. God loves everybody. Now, this is the kicker. Everybody don't love God. So, you know, Paul is trying to let you know something. I need to know him in the power of his resurrection. What he said was, I need for my moral intent, my consciousness, my ability to perceive things to change. So that I will be in the fellowship so that I can be a partnership with him. We have to be in a partnership. You know, that could go either way. Husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends have to be in a partnership.
Come on now.
See, we teach them out here how everybody wants to blame Eve for what happened in the garden. But it wasn't Eve.
Come on. Come on.
She just happened to get caught up in the trap.
Amen.
Tell it. Because old boy could have stopped her from messing with that tree anytime he got ready to. Because he was standing right there. The Bible said he was standing right there behind her. And all he had to say was, you know, Eve, God told us not to mess with that tree. But he let her do it. And then when she turned and gave to him, he ate it. He didn't want to know God in the power of his resurrection.
Right.
He wanted. He was like us. He wanted to get out. You know, it's a lot of stuff we want to escape from. So here he is talking about, I want to know our fellowship and of his sufferings. That's the part we don't like. That's something that we have to go through. That's called hardship and pain. Things we deal with that we that has the ability to destroy us. Or to tear us down, or to break us down. But I got good news for you. If you put your faith in God, you can't be broken down. Now, I'm not going to tell you, you're not going to be hurt. Your heart not going to be hurt. Your mind not going to be bothered. Your spirit not going to be moved. But I got news for you. If you hold on to the unchanging hand of God, God's hand will help you tell your problem.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And then he says, being made comfortable or conformable, meaning to simulate his death. Well, when you simulate the death of Christ, that means you got to already go through something.
Amen.
When you want something from God, you're going to get tried. You're going to go through something. Amen. Now, we know the Bible says God tries no man, but he would allow you to try yourself.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
I'd like to say like 40% of the trouble I've been in, Mother Harris, God got me into it. But I can't say that. I have to say it like this. 100% of the mess I got myself into, I got myself into.
Amen.
Problem is, I tried to blame it on somebody. I tried to blame it on my father. Well, my father lived that way. Or I blame it on my mother. She lived that way. Or I blame it on my cousin. I was hanging out with my cousin. Got like that. It's time for the people to start accepting responsibility for their own actions.
Amen.
Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection so I can accept my attitude, accept my responsibilities that God has gave me.
Amen.
And we know he has, because at one time he sat there crying. He sat there crying, and he was saying, Lord, why have you sent Satan to buffet me?
Right.
Well, we see the word Satan and we think that he's talking about the devil. But what he's actually saying, why have you sent the adversary, which is in me, to buffet me and remind me of all the Christians that I tried to kill?
Come on now. Come on now.
That's the kind of stuff we need to forget.
Yes.
These things do not work for me. They just come off. Maybe I moved too much. Think so? I feel you, Brother Henry. I'm working. Hold on, y'all. So here we are, Paul. This man, I got to understand something. You got to understand something about Paul. Paul, he wrote all these books, but he raised so much trouble. You know, Paul raised a lot of trouble. Paul was throwing people, saints, Christians, in the lion's dens, and he was watching when Stephen got stoned. Paul was standing there, instigating. Probably told him, look here, brothers, y'all rocks ain't big enough. You can't hurt that man hitting you with no pebble. Get a big rock. Well, we got people in our lives just like that. Say, you can't hurt him like that. You got to do something a little bit more dastardly. Been there, done that. But you know who got me through it? God got me through it. Couldn't have made it if it hadn't been for him.
Amen.
He said, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, he talked about it, if by any means I might arrive or attain unto the resurrection. What he's saying is that I might in my mind, my heart, and my spirit attain to where Jesus had to get to in order for the Holy Ghost to resurrect him from the grave. Folks don't realize, if he didn't do what he was supposed to do for the Father, he never rose again.
That's right.
Why is this kept if we don't do what we're supposed to do? I'm going to let you feel the rest of that line. And he's talking about might. He's talking about a riot act. Not as though I had already attained. It ain't like I had already done everything I need to do for God. I still got problems.
Come on now.
I still got mental problems. I still got physical problems. I'm still dealing with the past, which is trying to eat me up. Can you imagine you done been through some stuff and you think you done got over that mess, and the next thing you know, bam, it's back upon you again, reminding you of the mistake that you made that might have cost you everything or cost you something you were trying to hold on to. That kind of stuff, it does something to your spirit. It'll steal your joy. It'll steal your peace. It'll make you feel like you haven't accomplished nothing in your life. These are the thoughts and the things that come back to haunt us in our lives. I have those problems all the time. Sometimes I have to rebuke myself because my flesh reminds me of the mess that I had gotten myself into that could have cost me everything.
Come on now. Amen.
Did nobody make me do it, First Lady? I walk into it willingly. You know why I walk into it willingly? Because we seem to think we can get away with everything. We fail to forget that God sees everything, and sooner or later, He's going to pull the cover off. You know how He pulls the cover off? That nosy Rosie. A nosy David. That figures out a way to get into your business. Paul said, not that I haven't attained anything yet, but already perfect or mature. I'm not even mature yet. I'm working on it.
Amen.
But I follow after. Even though I haven't reached the state of God that I want to reach to, I'm going to follow after it anyway. Amen. Even though I got problems in my life, I'm still going to follow after God. Even though the things I need I don't have, I'm still going to follow after God. You know, Paul went into the cities to preach, and they actually picked him up. carried him to the end of the board and threw him out. But he said, I'm still going to follow after Jesus.
Right.
It don't matter what you do to me, I'm going to follow after Jesus. Yeah. Sometimes you have to make that statement to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't care what people have to say about me, what they're going to do to me, how they feel about me, what they think about me. I'm going to follow after Jesus.
Amen.
I'm
going
to hold on to Jesus.
Yes.
I don't care. Because
yes.
Trying to find out, people going to think what they want to think anyway. You can't make them think anything different.
Right.
Paul said, I can't make nobody think nothing different.
Right.
You know, he remember the thief defended himself? He said, look here, I've been beaten on by my own countrymen.
That's right.
I've been robbed.
Yes.
I've been scantily clothed. Mm-hmm. I went weeks without food to eat.
Amen.
And he just kept going on all the stuff that he had to deal with. But you know what he said? Nothing.
Amen.
Don't separate me from the love of God that's in my life. We have to make up in our minds that people, things, circumstances, trials, tribulation, those type of things, money problems, won't separate us from the love that God has in us.
Come on, Pastor. Amen.
It ain't easy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you know, they try to convince me of Tourette. Man, when you get saved, everything is going to be easy. You just going to have money and you got on good health and all these, you're going to have prosperity. And as soon as I give my heart to God, it seems like all the bottom dropped out. I didn't have two nickels to rub together in my pocket, and I'm working in the church. Every time I looked up, I'm hurt. Sand on the floor, I almost cut my ankle off.
Amen.
We already put the platform up. We falling through platforms. Up in the roof, up in the ceiling over there. Food around, you had to walk on planks. I missed the plank one day. That's a 30-foot drop. So I had problems. But it didn't matter because I knew that in spite of all of it, if I held on and trusted in God, he was going to keep me. And that's what Paul said. I'm following after in spite of everything, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of. When we look at the word apprehend, it means to take eagerly or seize or possess. What he's saying is, if that I may possess that for which also I am also apprehended, or that which I am always possessed by, or that which God has already seized me, I will not get too eager. We get eager sometimes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We get tired of waiting.
Yeah.
God, you promised me this, but where is it at?
Amen.
I heard you back there. You always try to teach me about patience. I can't stand the day I pray for it. Because you most definitely will be. Don't, listen to me, saints. Don't ever pray for patience. Don't even think about it in your mind. Because God searches the intents of your heart. So don't even think about no patience. Because you know what comes with patience? Being tried like a fire.
Yes. Amen.
You're going to be tried like a fire.
Yes, Lord.
God said, if you want some patience,
yes,
let's work it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pray for patience. So God said, I made apprehend of Christ Jesus. And when we talk about Christ Jesus, you know, when you say Jesus Christ, you're talking about the one who came to give us salvation. But when you change it from Christ Jesus, Christ, you're talking about the one that's been resurrected.
Yeah.
The one that sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us.
Yeah.
Now, I got news for you. If you don't talk to him, he can't make no intercession.
Amen.
Talk to him.
That's right.
I know he gets tired of my mouth. Come on, Lord. I don't need no help. I need you to do it. I've been trying to help myself all along anyway, and I'm only getting deeper in the hole. Then he goes on to say, 13, brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do. Uh-huh. Look here. I'm not going to seize it. I'm not going to get eager over it. And I know I'm not going to possess it. But it's one thing that I have made up in my mind that I'm going to do. I'm going to forget.
My Lord.
Those things that are behind me. The word forget in the Greek means to lose out of your mind. Because you know when we get attacked at? In our minds. It's your mind that tells you that you got problems. It's your mind that tells you somebody don't like you. It's your mind that tells you somebody talking about you. It's your mind that convinces you that you don't know God the way you need to know. It's your mind that convinces you that God don't love you. And we know that's a lie.
Yeah.
We seem to think because we catch it. But we seem to forget because we go through all this stuff. We think God don't love us. Well, my goodness, how many in here this morning that woke up this morning?
All right.
Man, I wake up with bad knees, bad back, but I'm up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And you know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day? Everything I need to do. Do my back keep hurting? Yeah, forget it. Do my knees keep hurting? Yeah, forget it. If I told you half the issues I'm going through, you said, what kind of man of God is that? What is faith then? My faith is in the fact that I am not apprehended, and I realize I'm trying to know him in the power of his resurrection. And I know that in his resurrection, he said, I can do all things through him because he has strengthened me. So in spite of whatever I'm going through, I have power over it.
Amen.
He said, yes, getting those things which are behind me. Look here. You got them things that attack your mind. You got to cast it down. Yeah. The word of God says cast out every imagination that try to exalt itself against the power of God. Yeah. Imagination in the Greek means reasoning. We reason within ourselves while we're going through. Yeah. We reason within ourselves while we don't have what we need. We reason within ourselves why folks don't like us. Yeah. We got to stop all that reasoning.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Because I don't know about you, but I found myself to be reasoning all wrong all the time. So we got to stop reasoning. Paul said, I'm forgetting that mess. Wish I was behind. And you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to reach. You know what the main word reach means? It's what reach means. See that pole right there? You're going to miss this, sorry. Sorry, Missy. See the pole right here? You know what the word reach means? It means to press. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to move this pole. But you know what this pole don't know? That I'm not going to stop trying.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've walked through this pole trying to walk through here in the dark. I had quite a few knots on my forehead. See, that's the kind of stuff happens when we try to live in the dark.
Amen.
God trying to bring us to some light. And you can't reach the light unless you allow your mind to forget the darkness.
Amen. My Lord. Amen.
I don't know if y'all hearing me this morning.
Yes, we are.
But you'd be surprised if I told y'all to go home for dinner.
Yeah, I would.
El Therese, see, that spirit started to catch on in the church. Paul said, I'm reaching, I'm pressing, I'm striving, I'm fighting to reach those things which I know are in front of me. You done had visions of things that you're supposed to have, things you're supposed to apprehend, things that God has for you, things that you know you're supposed to have and possess. But if you don't press to get them, if you just sit and wait on God to come down and sit next to you and say, look here, I got it. You're going to be as old as I am. Still sitting there waiting on God to come sit next to you. He ain't never came and sat next to me. He ain't never spoke to me audible. I'll tell you, most of y'all say, I know he ever. No. You know what he uses to speak to me? This word.
Amen. Amen.
God keeps me straight with this word. Because this word will come up in my life and it will let me know. You wrong, bro. You need to do some things different. And the biggest thing that the statement that Paul's trying to make here, my situation is this. I'm not living for me. I'm not pressing for me. I'm not trying to find out about the power of the baby, all right? He come up here and preach if he wants to. The power of the resurrection, Paul said, all this, I'm going through all this stuff so I can show you that it can be done. Amen. Why do you think Jesus came to the earth? Jesus came to the earth not to show us how big he was, how strong he was, how much power he had. He came to show us that we can live for God in spite of our circumstances, in spite of our hurts, in spite of our pain. Remember when he was in the garden, he said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup. That lets you know right there how much pain he was in, how much agony he was in. But then he said, but you know what, Father? Nevertheless. Now, see, we trying to get out of here. I told him Wednesday night. I hear folks always say, I'm ready to go and be with Jesus. I say, stop taking your blood pressure pills. Stop going to the doctor once a week. If you really want to go home and be with Jesus, stop doing what the doctor told you to do and just sit there and wait on him. I'm not trying to go be with Jesus now, tomorrow, not even next year. Because I want to stay here and I want to possess everything that God has promised me in my heart. But if I ain't here, that's what I need it. I'm pressing toward the mark. I'm pressing toward that place in God so I can receive that prize of the high calling. The high calling ain't talking about you leaving here going to heaven. The high calling is talking about a place in the earth where you can have power, authority, dominion over all your problems.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen, Pat.
How many folks that went through a bunch of stuff at work and said, I ain't going today? You're gonna give up. You're gonna give up a whole day's pay because you don't want to deal with somebody at your job. You're like, man, you better get on someplace. I'm gonna make that money.
Yes.
And if you don't like me, that's your fault.
Amen.
And if you keep on messing with me, my Bible tells me God will fight my battle for
yes.
me. You won't mess around, you won't even have a job.
Yes. Come on now.
I seen that happen here.
My Lord.
Shoot. Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Yes.
You mess around. Now see, the problem with that is people don't know who the anointed is.
Amen.
If you didn't accept the Christ into your life, guess what that makes you? The anointed. That means ain't nobody got no business putting their hands, their mouth, or their feelings on you. I got news for you, family. That means family too. I have never told this story. My brother and I, we had a younger brother. His name was he younger than you, right? No, you the youngest. His name was Derek. A lunatic. He's been gone, but he was a lunatic. Got mad at me one night, right? Just got this brand new Sports Fury, parked in front of my mother's house. You know, I'm going to the house to get some stuff. He mad because I won't take him to where he wants to go. My sister comes running in the house. You know what your brother's doing? I go, what? He out there pouring gas all over your car. I said, is that right? God forbid. It was a 2x4 landing in the front yard. And I hit that rascal upside his head with that 2x4. Do you know it didn't knock him out? He took his gas can and ran. I said, I hard as I hit him, he should have been laying out. But he kept messing. He wouldn't respect my mother. He wouldn't respect my sisters. And not 2 or 3 years later, they found me dead in his apartment. And to this day, they don't even know what killed him. God don't care. God is saying, Paul said, look here, I learned something. Since these disciples are my family, and we have to understand that we got to keep our hands and our mouths off each other too.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm trying to reach that high call.
Yes.
I'm trying to get to God in Christ Jesus. Yes. I want to know everything about God. I want to know that I can make it, that I can run this race with patience. After Paul went through all that mess he went through and had to deal with the enemy and deal with the him and some of what was that he got into? He sent away because they got on his nerves. Barnabas. Barnabas got on his nerves, so he sent Barnabas to another country to preach.
Yeah.
He wasn't perfect. He tells you he wasn't perfect. Read the 7th chapter of Romans. He tell you I'm not perfect. He said, I'd have found out that when I want to do good, evil is always present. He said, I found out when he was loaded, I found another law operating in my members that was fighting against the law of God. So he wasn't perfect. If you get to a point you get perfect, call me. Because I definitely want to know what you did that I've been trying to do.
Amen.
It ain't been able to get it done. Because I'm most definitely going to follow your directions. Yeah, we got troubles. And we got situations. But it ain't nothing we can't go through as long as we live in God.
Amen.
And we trust in Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what Paul's trying to say. I'm pressing. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. But at the end of the thing, he said, look here, I done run a good race.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I done fought a good fight.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I ain't just been fighting against others. I've been fighting against my own self just to get to the point that I'm at now.
Yes.
I've been fighting with myself for years trying to get to this state, the state of this point and go further in God.
Amen. Amen.
It's a battle.
Yes.
I think my wife preached a couple months ago, the struggle is real.
Yes, it is.
It ain't no joke. The struggle is real.
Amen.
But you know what? We can make it.
Amen.
If you think about it seriously, you already made it.
That's right. That's right.
Because you're sitting here, I'm pretty sure most of us in our right mind.
Amen.
You know, so I said, most of us. I'm trying to keep it real, you know. That includes me. That definitely includes me.
Yes, Lord.
I got a, come on, wife. I got a serious problem with speed.
Yes, Lord.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
It's real bad.
I broke my own record today. I left Finkel and Evergreen at 9:15. I pulled up in front of this church at 9:25. If anybody know how long that distance is. And the whole time I was driving, I said, Jesus, I need your help. I'm not asking you to protect me from the police. I'm asking you to protect me from myself. If I fill up on Tuesday, but go on Thursday, I'm empty. You know that if we go somewhere, she don't let me drive?
No.
I have to sit in the passenger seat. If she take my car, I'm still not able to drive. I don't care though, because I'll be sleeping. But I'm trying to tell you, there are things in our lives that we need to work on.
Amen.
And if we keep pressing, and we keep running this race.
Yes.
There ain't nothing that can stand in our way and stop us from making it. How many believe that?
Amen.
The Bible says there is nothing impossible to those that there ain't God.
Amen.
Sometimes we have to make up our minds that that's what we want. Amen. Because it's serious.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a preacher the other day. I thought he was actually preaching against me. All these preachers out there preaching things ain't going to get no better. They don't going to get worse. You can only go by what the Bible says.
Exactly.
The Bible says that we're living in perilous times. And things are going to wax worse and worse and worse. But you know what the good thing about it is? It don't matter how careless it gets or how worse it gets, as long as we have God.
Amen.
I told him, I don't remember what I told him, God is so good because you know what I found out? He protects fools and infidels. And a lot of times I'm trying to find out what category I fall in. But I know if I keep trusting God, He ain't going to keep me whether I'm an infidel or whatever.
Amen.
And I sure appreciate that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So how many got their mind up? They moving forward.
Yeah.
Amen. They looking ahead.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody stand.